This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Lucia Reyes. Date of birth is December 13, 1961. Case ID number is 535-8588. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. And medical records from Dr. Javier Sáenz dated 3/7/2023. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, left leg wound with ulcer of the leg, and urinary incontinence. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2022, where she worked as a housekeeper for 1 year. The claimant states that she actually did this for 15 years when she was younger. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her sister in a trailer, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, left leg wound with ulcer of the left leg. And number three, urinary incontinence. History of allegations. Number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2022, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and numbness in her hands. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per week and states that it usually comes out between 170 to 300 milligrams and sometimes higher than that. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.6, which is fairly well controlled. She is presently on metformin, 500 milligrams BID, and Ribellus, 3 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be fairly stable. Number two, left leg wound with ulcer of the left leg. The claimant states that in 2021, she started to develop disease of her left lower leg secondary to severe peripheral vascular disease. She also developed an ulcer of her left leg, which has since healed since that time. She was diagnosed with peripheral vascular disease with a diabetic ulcer, which has since healed. She denies any x-rays, fractures, surgeries, or any injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and faint pain that she feels daily. She states that she feels numbness in her legs and in her feet. Her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 20 minutes, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she's unable to climb stairs or squat at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is unable to write, open up a jar top, or sweep a room. She is able to drink coffee from a coffee cup and sometimes cook an egg. She is unable to button her clothes at this time, but can lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She does have a walker that she uses all the time for stability and for ambulation. She is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams QD. PRN is needed for pain. She states the only other physical activity she does is walking in her trailer. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Daily activities include watching TV, sleeping, doing light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, cooking or making a sandwich for herself, comma, and helping sometimes with the laundry. Her sister does make her walk in the trailer to get some exercise. Number three, urinary incontinence. The claimant states that in 2018, she started to develop severe urinary incontinence. The claimant states that she has to wear two pads per day and two diapers, one in the morning and one at night, for her urinary incontinence. No surgeries or medications have been given for this condition, and she denies any urinary tract infections. Family history. Father died at the age of 50 from complications of diabetes mellitus and hypertension. The mother is 89 years old and in good health. Medications, Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, Metformin 500 milligrams BID, Rebellus 3 milligrams QD. Medical problems, urinary incontinence, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, prominent peripheral vascular disease with a noted ulcer that has healed of the left ankle area, and status ulcer of the left ankle, which has healed. Major surgeries, none. Social history. The claimant denies any history of smoking, comma. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.5 Fahrenheit, weight 202 pounds, height 5 feet 2.5 inches tall, BP 182 over 102 mmHg, second reading was 159 over 102, heart rate was 125, second reading was 126, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation was 96%, BMI was 36.5. The claimant was told that her blood pressure is very high and she is presently not taking medication for her high blood pressure. General, this is a 61-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and does not appear to have full cognitive function. She does not appear to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her sister, who gave the majority of the history. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be abnormal for the right eye, where there is a questionable retinal bleed. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant had no teeth whatsoever. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70, and pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does use glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeter, and there was an increased heart rate of 126 beats per minute and a blood pressure of 159 over 102. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing, but cyanosis was noted on the lower extremities with poor vascular circulation and vascular disease noted. The claimant did have an ulcer of her left upper ankle area, which has healed completely. And mild pitting edema is noted. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. Skin, the claimant has dark pigmented vascular disease of both lower extremities. Neurological, the claimant was alert but not completely oriented at times three and had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fairly fluent and her mood was mildly confused for the time. She did not have completely clear thought processes and her memory was poor. Concentration was fair and she was barely oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and the ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with a walker for support. Her hand-eye coordination was fair and finger-to-nose was normal. She was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam, but the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. There was joint swelling, erythema, and deformity of the left lower ankle where she has severe peripheral vascular disease. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 30 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as walking at a tandem rate, and the claimant was unable to walk at a tandem rate without her walker. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she requires a walker at all times for support. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of some weakness. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. She is not able to communicate very well without limitations and does appear to have mild decreased cognitive function and memory, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to generalized weakness. Probable diagnoses: number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, dash, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant's last hemoglobin A1C was 7.6. percent, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Number two, left leg wound with ulcer of the left leg, confirmed moderate to severe peripheral vascular disease. The wound has healed and she is able to ambulate with that leg. Number three, urinary incontinence has not been treated or evaluated. The claimant does use multiple pads and diapers throughout the day. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Lucia Reyes.